Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drive-Thru HR. And we're doing this is Brian Wimpen. We're doing a special show. And, of course, for a special show, we've got to have a special guest. So, Andy Kale, welcome to Drive-Thru HR.
Aw, thank you, Brian. It's good to be with such a special person.
Oh, that's a good way. That's a good way to start a day. We should just have this show every single day, right there.
I'm in.
So, hey, good. So, if you would introduce yourself, so everybody knows who you are, and then we'll kind of jump into our topic.
Okay. Well, I'm Andy Kale, and I'm the Sherm Store Manager. I oversee the online and conference bookstore for Sherm, Society for Human Resource Management.
Wonderful.
That's the short description.
That is. That's the one of a thousand things that you get accomplished each day. So, well, you just had a big list come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you would tell us a little bit, so you called it the Great Eight,
yep.
And so let's jump in, because I'm obviously really curious to hear, like, because you're dialed into, from an editorial content perspective, kind of what, from a consumer perspective, the HR practitioner world, what are they buying, what are they interested in, you know, what was the hot things of the year, maybe some anticipation of what the hot things are in 2014 relative to content that's being consumed.
Okay, great. Yeah. The Grade 8 has been around for many, many years. Basically, once a year, we look at what are the best-selling 8 books, and their books, DVDs, software, but basically the best-selling products in a year's time. With that, what we try to look at is, once we see what the list is, what are the trends in that space? Just because, like you said, what people are buying kind of gives you a finger on the pulse of what's going on in the HR world. You know, we see that year to year there's the same topics keep popping up, but definitely this year we had a couple of surprises, though they kind of fall into some of the topic areas. But as far as products go, it is interesting that year to year a lot of the same products make it onto the list. And by the way, this list is generated from looking at the top selling predominantly by quantity. In fact, these are all the greatest selling by quantity products. So kind of exciting to see what came out this year. Some of the best-selling topics, which we anticipated, were employment law compliance. I mean, everyone needs to keep their companies out of court. They do not want to be there. Harassment training, which kind of falls into that. HR management and employee relations, those were probably the four. All the books could have some pinpointed to those topic areas. But we did have a couple of surprises. We had a GHS poster that sold like crazy. And, you know, we did a little bit of promotion on it, but not enough to warrant the amount of sales that it was having. It really just was a breakout bestseller. And that was, I'm sure, due to the December 1st deadline last year to have that training, have, you know, that requirement to have that training in place. So that was kind of a surprise for us, because that was something we didn't anticipate would be on the bestseller list, but it was. Another one was it's actually a Sherm published book, which is the 2013 Human Capital Benchmarking book, and it comes out every year. It is a great book as far as being able to look at some organizational profiling that allows companies to compare themselves to each other. That seems to be getting more and more popular, so that was yet another one that we were surprised to see on the list, but very happy to see on the list.
What was the biggest surprise on the list? I mean, just straight out, like, you know, because I'm sure you have some, I mean, you've been in the business a long time. I mean, you definitely know what you're doing. We've had lots and lots of conversations that you educate me every single time on the nuances of kind of publishing and kind of how that's consumed and some of the things that help that along. So where was a surprise? Like, didn't see that coming, or didn't see that staying with, you know, what happened, you know, where it was last year as far as being popular.
Well, you know, it sounds funny that the book that was, I shouldn't say it was surprising, but it's surprising that it keeps making the Grade 8 is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. that one's been on our list. I think this is now the sixth year that it's made it onto the list. And, you know, I can understand as far as, like, you know, as people want to concentrate on that, but it just seems to be something people are not concentrating on. They are really focusing in on that. And I think that's indicative of where HR is. I mean, they really are trying to be better at the people management piece. I mean, that's obviously something that we all do every day, but just to really keep honing it and developing it. So, you know, it's a surprise in that it keeps making it. I mean, every year that book is just one of our top-selling books. It's by Travis Bradbury, who is from a company called Talent Smart, and they do emotional intelligence training all throughout the year, and this is their, you know, cornerstone book, and it just, you know, it just keeps making our list. So that was a surprise, but more in that it keeps making it onto the list. So that was a big one for me.
And it's a great book. It's an easy read. It's
yeah.
Great examples. It's one of those. I mean, I'm a fairly I was in the assessment world for a decade. So, and that's, you know, EQ, emotional quotient or emotional intelligence is such a good tool for not only using in business, but it has a lot of like communication, life, managing how you interact with yourself and other people. So it's such a good book that has enough meat to it. So I totally understand why that keeps pinging at the top.
You know, one thing I love about that book that I think may have something to do with it is that it uses movies. It uses and TV shows. But basically, when you go into the website that you get access to as part of the purchase, it shows clips from movies and then shows what emotional intelligence is going on there so that you have a much easier way to identify it. And obviously that resonates with you moving forward because you're like, oh, yeah, that's from Saturday Night Fever or something, you know. So it's just fun. And I think that's something that I have noticed over the years is that though people like content, and it's extremely important, you need to have the right content in a book that, you know, that's really going to make a difference. How you present it is just as important because we all, you know, we're all doing a lot of things and we're moving at a very fast pace. So something that is creative in how it presents that content and how it captures your attention and helps you to actually apply what you're learning is those kinds of books keep standing out as well.
So, for example, take us through the process, and let me rephrase that a little bit. So, what are ones that you are surprised that they fell off, like really where you're like, that's pretty consistent, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, dropped off, like done. People even don't want to read it anymore, don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, one that has been on the best or the grade eight for many years that didn't make it this year, but just barely, we're talking about 20 copies difference would have got it on the list, is 101 Tough Conversations to Have with Employees. And I think the main reason it fell off the list was, again, not because it didn't really generate the sales, but we introduced a program last year where you can now get recertification credits for reading books. And it makes sense that those books, in fact, two of those books made it onto the grade eight this year. So, you know, they just kind of edged out that the 101 Tough Conversations to Have with Employees. So that one is one that I was somewhat surprised that it didn't make it, but just barely. I mean, we're talking it was, again, really close. I think if this had been a political voting thing, we would have had to have a recount. But in any event, it was one that, you know, it was very close. It's made it every year. Another one that I think was, and the only reason it didn't make the grade eight was because we added it in July, is the FMLA Manager Online, which is a great online tool for managing your FMLA. So that's one that I really think we'll see in 2014 for sure, just because it's a very strong product and it's something that, you know, again, showed itself in 2013 but just didn't have enough time to get on the grade eight. And the only other one, well, there's actually a couple, but we have healthcare reform is obviously huge. One of the products, actually two of the products that made it onto the Grade 8 have a piece of healthcare reform in them. One's the HR Compliance Basic, which is an online tool as well. Absolutely amazing tool. It helps you with not only your state-specific employment law, but federal law from a lot of different perspectives, and healthcare reform being one. But we do have several books on healthcare reform. It's just that not one of them in particular made it to the top. So that was another surprise for me for sure. And then I think after that, really the one that has made it year after year but didn't this year is Descriptions Now, which is a software product that helps you develop job descriptions. Again, it barely, you know, dropped off. It was just a few sales difference as well. So they're still strong. It's just in the end we have 8 spots and that's it. So
well, that's a tough you know, that's one of those that I'm sure everybody's clawing out right to the end. If they only knew they were so close.
You might get their friends to come buy a few more copies or buy them themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So 2014, let's do put on your futurism hat here. What are some things that you see coming that might be popular in 2014?
Well, I definitely see the books that fall into our recertification program definitely starting to make the Grade 8, just because those are books that are going to help people get the recert credits. You get 2.5 credits per book. You can get up to 20 in a 3-year recert cycle. So I think that some of the reading that people are doing is going to be affected by that, just because they want to have those credits. The books that are in that program are pretty phenomenal. A couple of the books, like the Becoming the Evidence-Based Manager, the HR Transformation book, those are two that made the Grade 8 that are also qualified for credit. You know, I think one that was really close as well that falls into that is Reality-Based Leadership. I think that, Cy Wakeman, who I absolutely adore, but that's really coming up as well. I think that that's one that we could see make the Grade 8 in 2014. You know, I really think that we'll see a lot of the same ones, the HR Compliance Basic, Managing an HR Department of One, the harassment training, sexual harassment training video that we carry. Those I don't think are going away, but it's going to be interesting to see how the HRCI program affects us, but also just things like, I know healthcare reform is still big. I think we may see that finally break into the Grade 8. From there, personally, I hope we'll see even more leadership and strategic HR books hit the Grade 8 as well.
So why do we have no social media tools, no social strategy? We have nothing about social that is in like your prediction and or like hit the Grade 8 this year. What do you think that is?
You know, I think it's a combination of things. I think that a lot of people that there's two things. I think that in some cases HR people are still trying to figure out what social media means for them, not only how do they use it in their HR function, but how do they use it within their company as far as how do they get their employees to best use it to promote their company. And though I think it's coming up, I know we have the Hive at the annual conference every year, and that is a great way to do both of those things, to train HR professionals on both aspects. You know, I think it's still just budding in the HR field on really how to do that, and there's a lot of opportunity. Also, I think part of it is that I think if you're really interested in social media and you're out there, you're probably more likely to get some of your data off the internet or from your colleagues, that kind of thing, rather than from a book. And that's not 100%, because there's definitely some bestsellers just in that space within the SHRM store. But I think it's still an area that's, again, kind of new. And, you know, one thing I've always said, when you look at our Grade 8 or any of our bestsellers, they're usually products that are something that are going to impact the HR professionals day-to-day, what they have to do day in and day out, and, you know, what's critical to their operation. And right now, social media, while it's in there, it's just not one of those ones that they're heavily focused on yet, though you definitely see it coming. And we still do pretty well on our social media books, just not enough to put them into the grade eight.
Well, that's perfect. And Andy, guess what? This was a sprint show, so it's only 15 minutes. We are out of time. And that was absolutely fantastic. You got us up to speed, yeah. And guess what? We'll get you scheduled in for next year, and we'll do the pre-release of that. So it'll be
okay. Fun.
Thank you so much for coming on and doing a breakfast show with us, not a lunch show this time around.
Hey, it's the most important meal of the day.
<That's>,
I was very happy to be a part of it. So I really appreciate it, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we'll get you scheduled for 2015 and do some updates, and you'll be on in 2014. I'm not too worried about that at all. So,
yeah.
Well, have a good rest of the day, folks. We are out of here. In a German building.